to visit with our next guest. Going back to the hotline, the new head football coach at Austin Peay, Mark Huspeth, joining us. Mark, first of all, welcome back. And I was throwing this out there earlier, and I don't even know if you remember or not, but I used to have you on often back in 2008 when I launched my sports talk show career after working in sports all those years, launched it down in my hometown of Huntsville. And I was bragging about this throughout the day on social media. I think this is an incredible hire for Austin Peay with you now being a part of that school.
Well, I'm just very fortunate and very proud to have this opportunity, and I'm very thankful for Dr. White and Gerald Harrison for giving me this opportunity and giving me the, you know, really the keys to the car. And we're excited. They've really laid a really good foundation here in the last couple of years and done so much in the last probably 4 years facility-wise to really enhance the student-athlete opportunity here. And so we're excited to lead this program, and I think there's hopefully some great days ahead.
You know, when you look back at not just your playing days as far as football, but your different stints as far as your coaching background, what are some of the things that you pull from to help you, that has molded you to where we are today as you now the new head coach for Austin Peay?
Well, I tell you, I think you take a lot from every place you've been, and experience, 16 years as a head coach. And a lot of times you learn the hard way too. You know, life's a tough teacher because she gives you the test first and the lessons afterwards. And so, being a head coach for 16 years, you've developed a philosophy and you've developed a way that really feels like works for you. And to me, that's having a great off season, having a great program for your kids to develop young men as they move through your program. Secondly, obviously being great on the recruiting trail and developing ways to get the players to your campus. And then obviously getting out and enhancing your facilities and always growing your program through facility enhancement and increasing staffing, doing something every day to help your program become better. And so we're definitely going to hit the ground running here in recruiting. And when our team gets back in January, we're going to hit the ground with the best all season they've ever seen. So we're really excited to be here.
Having a chance once again to visit with the new Austin Peay head football coach, Mark Huspeth. Mark, as far as, when you get into that living room, talking to the recruit that, he could end up at your school, talking to the parents, depending on, your background as far as what school you were representing, that message obviously will change. But as far as the consistent message, when you're in that situation, what do you want to leave behind when that student athlete's trying to make a decision? Or the parents are trying to figure out whether or not you are a good fit for their son?
Well, I think one is it's all going to be about selling the people here on campus and the people here in Clarksville. Every school that you go to is going to have a stadium. Every school and visit they take, they're going to have a weight room. They're going to have a math building, science building. To me, what separates some places from others is the people. And I've been blown away by the people here, not just the top leadership, but the support staff, all the way down to the people that are the custodians. Everybody's just been very helpful, very supportive. And everywhere I go, I just really feel like there is a commitment to Governor football and to the student athletes here. And so to me, you want to go somewhere for the people and for how you think you're going to be developed and treated during your college athletic experience.
I go back to one stop along the way for you when you were the offensive coordinator for Navy back in 2001. When you think about Clarksville, Tennessee, and Austin Peay, and just that strong, the strong ties there from a military standpoint, how much does that help? And how much, I wonder, did that come into play when Austin Peay was interviewing you and vice versa, as far as realizing that you would be an ideal fit for this job?
Well, obviously, I'm very familiar with Fort Campbell and I've always been so supportive of the military. And if I wasn't coaching, I probably would be in the military. I even named two of my sons major and captain. And so it's really neat to have that base here. And I know this, we're going to be very involved. And I think it's going to be a great resource for our team because there's so many great leaders on that base at Fort Campbell that we can learn from. And so I'm anxious to get tied in with those guys in the near future. not only in some leadership capacities, but in ways that they train and develop their soldiers. And so I think that's a huge resource that we have right down the street.
You know, everybody, when they're in this position as head coach, have basic rules that they want their student athletes to follow, besides, the things to do on the field, but off the field as well. You know, what are some of those things that you want your student athletes to accomplish and do?
Well, one, not only do we want to have a championship program on the field, but we want to have a championship program off the field, especially in the classroom and the community. And you can't just say it. You've got to have a way to get it done. You know, you've got to have a philosophy. And it's all going to start with our student athletes in the classroom. Every one of our players, starting in January, will have to sit in the first or second row of every class. That will be non-negotiable. Missing class will not be an option. Missing study hall will not be an option. Being late will not be an option. So we're going to make a total commitment to academics. Because to me, when you're winning off the field and you have your life in order, it's much easier to be a winner on the field. We're also going to be tied into this community. It's hard for me to ask these great people at Clarksville and Stashville to come support our team when they don't see our team supporting them. And so we're going to be all out in this community supporting them, giving back, and making a big presence, because we're going to do this together. We can't do it by ourselves. It's going to take the community. It's going to take the university. It's going to take the alumni, the students, the faculty, the players, the managers, the trainers, the custodians. It's going to take everybody pulling together to bring us to a championship level.
You know, because your age, I just knew that you would have the opportunity to be a head coach again. What was it about this particular opening that appealed to you most?
Well, one, I've always felt like this program to me was a sleeping giant, because if you think about where it's located, to me, it's located in a great place where you can attract a lot of quality student athletes and coaches, because it's such a great quality of life here. I mean, you're basically less than an hour from Nashville, a highly populated area here with a lot of really good high school football. You're close enough to other states also that also have very good high school football. And so there's a lot of talent in this area. It's a great quality of life, a great university that's making a commitment to resources. And to me, it's just the sky's the limit. And so we're excited to be a part of it.
Mark Husbeth joining us again. All right, so you get into an elevator and you have three or four floors. Somebody asks you, Mark, what type of head coach are you? How would you answer that?
You know, one, I hope they would say that I'm a coach that's going to first hold our kids accountable in everything that we do. We're going to work awfully hard. We're going to be known for being a hardworking team. They're going to say he's a coach that cares about his players. I want to see our guys develop, not just developing football players, but I want to develop men. I want to develop men that are going to be a great husbands in the near future, that are going to be great fathers in about 5 to 7 years. And they're going to be able to make a great contribution to their community with great jobs. And so I want them to say that Coach Hud was way more than somebody. It was all about just winning only. I want it to be about that he was wanting to develop quality young men and show them that he cares and show them how to be champions. And to me, when players know you care, I think they'll really play that much harder for you.
Mark, I want to first of all congratulate you again and your family. And before we let you go, I want to give you the opportunity to address our listeners and let them know what you're all about, and to personally invite them to come out and experience your brand of football.
Well, I promise you this. It's going to be an exciting brand of football, and we're going to play awfully hard for our fans. And I can't wait for the spring games. I want everybody to start making plans. We're going to make that announcement here pretty soon on the date of that, because we're going to be able to showcase our 2019 team. And I really hope this community will really support us. And we want to make this our team. We want the Austin Peay to be our team here, where we support this team. And if we can do that, we've got something special that's going to happen here, because we've got too great of a community. Too big of a population to where this stadium should not even touch how many people can be in, that want to come see the Governors play. And so obviously doing our part, putting a great product on the field, getting involved in this community, and then making everybody feel like they're a part of this team, we can do that, I think that we're going to have a lot of great days ahead. So I'm excited to be here. I was telling somebody the other day, I got three little boys, 8, 4, and 2. And all I hear them say at home is, Dad, I got to go pee. Well, now we're going to change that to, hey, let's go pee.
I love it.